USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gilroy, California Police Chief Scott Smithy says they're investigating reports of a second suspect after Sunday's deadly shooting at a garlic festival.
We did have reports of a potential second suspect. We don't have any confirmation that any second suspect did any shooting, but we certainly are investigating all leads to try to determine who that potential second suspect is and what exactly that person's role was.
The victims in the attack were a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a man in his 20s. More than a dozen people were injured in the attack as well. President Trump signs a bill permanently extending the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Speaking at the White House, the president says the country must be there for the first responders who served in Lower Manhattan.
Families of our fallen heroes, our nation owes each of you a profound debt that no words or deeds will ever repay.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Talks are resuming this week between U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators in an effort to end the trade war between the two countries. Trump administration officials are flying to Shanghai on Monday for the first face-to-face talks since last month's G20 summit. Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, police say the man who opened fire at the Gilroy Garlic Festival was able to get around security by entering through the back area of the park where the festival was being held. Police believe the gunman used some sort of tool to cut a fence next to a creek to gain access to the event. Candace Marquez and Cheryl Lowe tell ABC News they've always felt safe and security has always been reasonably good at the Garlic Festival.
There was a lot of police, a lot of security there. I mean, you feel secure in it. I mean, they're on horseback, they're on motorcycles, they're on bikes, they're all over the place during the festival. Yeah. So there's no reason to think that we were not safe there. It can happen anywhere. You never think it's going to happen in your town, look what happened.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On Monday, former Maryland Lieutenant Governor and former RNC Chairman Michael Steele spoke out against President Trump's recent statements on Twitter regarding Congressman Elijah Cummings. Steele says the president should come to Baltimore before making those comments.
We are not defined by the color of our skin. We're not defined by 400 years of slavery. That is a part of who we are. It is what animates us.
Andy Ngo was a conservative writer who was beat up during a rally by Antifa members in Portland, Oregon. The assault took place back in June, and Ngo is suffering from brain injuries as a direct result of the attack. He joins Fox News and shares some startling news.
It's been 4 weeks since my beating and robbery outside the Justice Center, ironically. There's not been a single arrest.
As far as why no one has been arrested, Ngo says,
I don't know. I don't want to be cynical about the police investigation, but this has been a pattern of incidents of Antifa violence in the city that never results in arrests or charges. Portland's governance system is odd. For your viewers who may not be aware, our mayor is also our police commissioner, and he's up for re-election in a city that is mostly pro-Antifa and anti-police, so you can imagine the variables that are causing what we're seeing now in Portland.
Noah was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.